I'm told that I'm begotten of that incorruptible seed, the living and abiding word. That means the written word, quickened to your understanding, has these two characteristics. It is living and abiding. But you must sit with the written word for it to be alive to you, for it to come alive to you in an abiding manner. Amen? Thus, when it is said that I'm born of God, it is that I'm born of the word. So, when I receive the word into me, there's a divine creation that has entered into me. Amen? And by it, I overcome the world. Oh, the Lord has said, we should dig and keep digging this well, and the waters will rise. The Lord has said, we should plant and keep planting this tree. As long as there is fetching of water from the well, and the plucking of the leaves of this tree of life, it shall be healing to the nations. It shall be refreshing to us. And we will not stop at it. We will teach this word of faith, which is a special characteristic of this age, until a culture of faith fills the atmosphere in our fellowships. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So much of quantum of darkness have been expelled. Search for it, you will not find it anymore. The darkness is passing away. The true light now shines. Arise and do what? Sit down. Do you have garments? Yes, we are there with you. So what does it say to you? Put on your what? Beautiful garments. When it comes to war and dealing with things about you, you don't think about the matter of righteousness. Because Christ is your righteousness. For our sake, he who knew no sin was made sin, that might be made what? The righteousness of God in him. That's the power of the gospel. It releases righteousness to you as an experience. And you live by it to sustain the flow of power that comes to you. The gospel is powerful because it makes known how to receive life blessings from God. Why is it powerful? Because it declares you righteous. In the battle, righteousness is required. Having it in the first elements of it is not your righteousnesses, but his righteousness producing a sanctification in you. Oh, righteousness is needed. So he says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Not that it contains power, but the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. So he that cries, that jumps, that cross, that tells a story, that tells a dream. Now let me tell you something. When the lion of Judah roar, we prophesy. When the first lion roar, some people begin to prophesy also. For the roaring of the real lion brings to us words of prophecy. The fake lion, when it roars in dreams. A communication of thoughts and words that do not have their origin in you or in God. So you are right to say, my head, don't take this nonsense. If you saw yourself in the coffin, then you are not in the coffin. You have to be out of it to see it. Glory! Hallelujah. Oh, no. We'll run past this because there's much to do. But we must arise and what? Sit down. You must believe for the God of glory to shine upon you. And the greatest attack of the serpent, which the devil is against people, is the affliction of the mind. That is it. And the Lord says, when we pray against the serpent, we should hold him by the tail and dash his head against the stone laid in the midst of Zion. For it is written, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone. He that believeth shall not be harassed, shall not be in haste. He is sure of who he is. So mind loosening car. So the thing that God has said. Now, even with all your moral weaknesses, you have a moral strength and discipline and character structure that shows that God is in you. Your problem is not holiness. What your people are saying that you carry Bible for head. Holy, holy, but nothing in you. You will arise and sit down. And the same grace that gave you the spirit of the fear of God can be converted for what it is to another kind of instrument. Glory. I wish we can sit on this thing a little longer. And a little longer, we shall sit on it. And if by 1:15 or 1:30 latest, the body is not finished, we end it, knowing that the Holy Spirit will continue it in our hearts, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So let's exploit that a little bit. The Lord said to me in October last year, He said, amongst other things, He said, you shall teach my people to change the knowledge of me that they have to another knowledge of me that they need to deal with the situation round about them and to be a blessing to their world. And it took me to Joel chapter 3. And let's go into it right now. Just a little for our present purpose. Joel chapter 3, verse 10. Let's read it together. I want to go. Beat your plowshares into sword and your pruning hooks into spear. Let the weak say, I am strong. And he opened my understanding to the tremendous truth. Each believer here, and I need not say the average Christian here, but every believer here has a knowledge of God that has reflected in a moral living that is clear to those who are around it that this is a child of God. This is a plowshare. This is a pruning hook. In the natural, these implements are used for agriculture to produce food. They are not too suitable for fighting war. When a person holds sword, you don't bring a plowshare or a hook. I say, yeah, now let's fight. No. You cannot. Oh God, see the enemy is coming now. Oh God, save me from my enemy. That's a fishing hook. That's a plowshare. God says, you and me, we shall both change our methods. We shall beat our plowshare into our sword. That's when the thing comes from close quarter, the weapon is in your hand and you use it. When it's coming from a distance, you spear it. Whether by spear or by sword. Some abilities will enter into you this afternoon. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the definitive word is in the closing part of verse 10. Let the weak say, I am strong. So, what is it that will characterize this new atmosphere of faith that will seize hold, take a hold of all of the persons here? It is that they will speak with their mouth. Not according to what they feel or see, but according to what the word says. The weak shall say what? I am strong. But why will you say so? You will find it when you arise and sit down. The songwriter says, because of what the Lord has done. If he says to you, by my stripes ye are healed. Then what should you say? By his stripes I am healed. We should say he is well. Is it the well? If it's the weak to say I am strong, who should say he is well? Let the sick say what? I am healed. Why? Because by the stripes of Jesus Christ, I am healed. Stand up, jump up and say, I will change my language from today. I will keep speaking with my mouth. As I beat my knowledge of God and transform it. For from instrument that serveth food to the one that wets and slays and destroys and make things to bleed out. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. I feel like that's the glory to God. I will change my knowledge of God. I will convert it to a use to deal with the things around about me. I will not be finished yet by doing that. I will go out. I will look for people who are harassed by the circumstances of life. And I will speak into their lives. When they hear the message from my mouth, I will speak into their lives and turn their situation around. Amen. Now you will do this. And just do it the way I'm going to do it. Just say, I will change my knowledge of God. It shall transform into a sword. Never will any utterance come from my mouth. That's not a reflection of what I learned when I sat down at the feet of Jesus. The Lord is expecting me to speak. It is the character of the present instruction. Beat your plowshare into what? Sword. And your pruning hooks into what? Spear. And let the weak say what? Sword. In the name of Jesus Christ. Show your leg here and say, I'm healed. I'm full of life. I'm healed. By the Spirit of God. That which was there before shall disappear. Why? He says, arise and do what? Sit down. And when you sit down, what shall you happen? You will see your beautiful garments. And you will put on your strength. The word of faith is your strength. It is because it overcomes the world. The word of his righteousness communicated to you is your garment. Notice, not just one garment, but your beautiful garment. Two of it need a further elaboration. One is called a cloak. It's a kind of garment which is called zeal. Let's go to the word of God to get it. You may sit down for a while. Let we say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us. Even now, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us. We thank. We give thanks. Amen. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 17. Whether it is you or the Lord, when we go to battle and drive out these things out of our lives, we need these fourfold elements described to us here in verse 17. I'm quite excited that these elements are appearing amongst us in such great dimensions that I know something will begin to happen. Hallelujah. I feel excited. But let me keep my excitement, you know, so we can move on. For he has put on what? Righteousness as what? A breastplate. That's the first garment. And a helmet of salvation, what? On his head. The helmet of salvation is in another place called for an helmet, the hope of their salvation. It is actually a reference to the spirit of faith. Notice where it is won over. Where is it won over? Where? Shout it! Say, my head shall not be without a helmet. The spirit of faith shall be my helmet. And on it shall be written everlasting song. Hallelujah. An everlasting shall be upon her. What fills the head comes to the mouth. So when the spirit of faith is a helmet over your head, it is reflected in what you say. It crowned me with a loving kindness and tender mercies. He tells me that I'm his precious one, that he has done all things for me. And when my head is thus crowned, my mouth is satisfied with what? Good things which I say. And then my youth is what? Renewed as the eagle. Now do this. Head first. Mouth next. Effect last. Amen. When you seek to deal with certain effects of sin, the ravages of sin and their distribution, pervasiveness over the world of mankind, first of all, arise and do what? Sit down and make sure that the head is properly covered. As faith receives the word of God, for faith is a property of the heart, the first place it gives to is mind. Philippians 4 tells us that the battlefield is the head and the mind. It shall keep your heart and mind by Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, 7 assures us, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by what? Prayers and supplication with what? Thanksgiving. Noting that what you are asking for is already provided. You give him thanks. And the peace of God that passeth what? All understanding. Shall mount a guard over your heart and mind. Oh, may the helmet of salvation be upon every head. Adjust your head and say, my head, the spirit of faith shall crown you. And we having the same spirit of faith according as it is written, we believe and therefore have we what? Spoken. When faith comes to the heart, mouth will speak. But when another thing is in the heart, it is also revealed in your speeches. Touch your tongue and say, this tongue shall be new. It is a sign that shall follow me because I'm a believer. Hallelujah. And this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall speak what? In new tongues. Glory. When men say you are man, say you are blessed. For he has said, bless and do what? Curse not. Glory. That's the new tongue. It naturally accompanies those who what? Believe. They shall speak with what? New tongue. There is too much old song of dying and wastage. So the psalmist said, I will sing unto the Lord a new song. May we forget all the old songs of death and complaining and murmuring. I will sing unto the Lord a new song. Notice what he says next, because it will always go back to what Christ has done. For he has done marvelous things. Glory. His right hand and his holy hand
As God gave him the victory, I will sing unto the Lord a new song. For he has done another nothing. Oh, his right hand and his holy hand has gotten him the victory.
Boast of your champion, that is your strength.
His right hand and his holy hand has gotten him the victory.
Oh yes, and that was a proper key. But I want to go back to my message. So we see the two elements. Remember, this is needed. Righteousness and faith, the knowledge that is with you. Of the seven redemptive names of God, two of them are exclusively described by a reference to his people. Jehovah Shammah, I'm the Lord, your peace. Jehovah Sikenu, the Lord, your righteousness. Jeremiah 23:6. As this is the name that she shall be called. And it is a church under reference. For the woman, the Lord is not a she, but a he. And has a she because he's a he. For out of her came we. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, and this is the name he shall be called in another verse. But this is the name that she shall be called in yet another. There is the he and there is a she. And where it is the she, it says, the Lord our righteousness. What's your new name? The Lord my righteousness. Why? Because there is no evil thing that has flocked God's people more than the guilt conscience. The sin question is the loudest problem of all humanity. And only one people provide an answer to it, the church. Yet the church is flocked by a guilt complex that is terrible. And when the sin question is settled, life comes. Faith can be developed. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is in her. The Lord, our righteousness, the Lord with us is his name. Two things. Never you forget it. The Lord is with you. Fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will what? Help thee. I uphold thee. I will help thee with what? The right hand of my righteousness. So the second one, the first one is righteousness. You just have to accept him. You accept the righteousness and you behave and live righteously thereafter. Then he says the next, he has put on the garments of what? Vengeance. That's the third garment. And brethren, I'm excited by the kind of ministers we have. When we see people coming here and there is vexation in their spirit, we know that the real thing has come. We are not going to treat men's problem casually. With vehemence against the adversary. For a brother to be preaching for 2 hours, 20 minutes, and blasting and destroying those evil, it's a manifestation that you say, who is hot and I'm not hot? But look, if the spirit of a shepherd comes into you, you don't tell me you pass by somebody is in problem and you have easy time after leaving there. I once prayed for a sister, I think that was 83. She told me something that arrested me, so I drew close to her. I went for youth service, and after some years I came back, I said, there was a time during my youth service, I felt that I was in peak battle, but I knew people were praying for me. I do not know what would have been if people were not praying for me. Because we were battling with a terrible principality spirit in the land of Beda. I wouldn't want to go into it. It's something, but that thing was brought down.
and life could be ministered to people.
Then she said, God forbid that she should not pray for me, that she prays for me at least 7 times a day. Oh my. I said, this is something, because I don't think I pray for anybody 7 times a day. And we are not close. So I drew close, and she had this terrible spirit of infirmity that was messing up her academic career. Of the 9 months in a session, she would be sick for at least 6 months. So, and then she was such a holy child of God. Unoma Onuzo. Such a beautiful lamb-like nature.
Convert the lamb-like nature into a lion-like nature. Beat your plowshare into a sword.
She did not know how to, and I didn't know better. So, one day I came, she was already in this terrible affliction. If you know, when somebody with sickle cell is really in pain, you know that thing is going to bow. That sickle cell, it must die the death. Until no one, anybody carry that thing coming from outside into the fellowship, it will, that the life of sickle cell will be extinguished. So she was groaning in pain. What to do? So of course, for somebody who loved me so much to be praying for me and say, God forbid that she should not pray for me at least 7 times. Hallelujah. So her faith worked by love. And I prayed with all prayer and dealt with it. Then one day I went to visit her on campus. I said, Brother Hope, I want to tell you something. He said, what is it? He said, please, don't be praying for me with so much vehemence. Because when you go, the problem increases. Oh my God. I cut short my visit. I smiled, but I was not happy in the inside. I drove my car back home, locked the door, and went into serious prayers and groaning for that lady. Because I know that those spirits were tormented, and they were harassed, and they knew that the time of the escape of that girl was on. They made that condition worse. Are you listening to me? So I went and prayed. The Lord revealed 2 things to me. The next day after work, I drove my car. She came to visit me. But this time it's not for all those, how are you, where did you read in your Bible, let's share together. No. Enter the car. Drove straight to sport complex. You know many things are done in sport complex. The place is free and open. I said, stand there. For 45 minutes of continuous thing, I spoke against those 2 things that the Lord revealed to me. And she was instantly, totally delivered and had constant health forever. Brethren, vengeance is a garment. You must be vexed in your spirit against your conditions. Don't look for pity. Don't look for somebody to pity you. Don't look for getting well card and flower put up by your bed. Be vexed in your spirit. And the ministries are already in that condition of vengeance. I just watched Brother Amos yesterday as he labored. I said, oh my God. Whole lives are transformed. Sickness is destroyed. Remember Isaiah 54 to 66 speak of our collective ministry. The spirit of vengeance shall come upon you. Yeah. It is part of the garment needed for walking the victory. If Jesus needed it, you need it. Then the last of it is the one worn round the neck fallen. It is called the cloak of zeal. Zealous to come into the presence of the Lord, to search out scriptures, to meditate therein. Zealous to visit the sick, to speak a word of life into their situation. Vengeance, to speak against those spirits that are troubling. All these 4 things will come upon us when we arise and do what? Sit down. I must begin to close my message. I'm not, in my mind, what I've said is should not have covered more than 15 minutes, but we must close. The Lord wants us to arise to sit down. And if this is the aspect I'm able to communicate in this message, blessed be God. We shall meet in various meetings in this country. Because again, the ministries will begin to go round as they began to do several years ago. Because the Lord says, dig this well, that the waters of life might flow. Labor in the word is the meaning. Preach the word in season and out of season is the meaning. Plant the seeds of a glorious life into the hearts of men. Speak the word. Be rest assured. I will water the seed and I will cause it to bring forth. And there will be a new round of going around the country, praying, prophesying, blessing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the culture of faith shall take hold of everywhere. What is the secret? Beat your plowshare into sword. Beat your pruning hooks into spear. And the definitive word, let the weak say, I am strong. That means the things that you are is not what you should confess. The things that he has made you, that you shall confess. And when you do that, the Spirit of the Lord God will come upon you. And will execute for you all the things that you desire. Now say, I will arise. I will sit down. I will shake myself from the dust. I will arise. I will put on my strength. The name of the Lord is my strength. I'm returning to my stronghold. When I return to the plain teachings of the gospel, which detail to me what Christ has done for me, I will put hours into time of seeking God. I will have a zeal to fill myself with the word of life. I will preach Christ and Him only. He is what the world needs now. And the church will have him ahead of the world. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Brethren, beat your plowshare into sword. And the Lord has said to me clearly that the power to walk in dominion is already in you. It's not saying, I will give you sword, oh my people. But what does it say? That which you have, I shall convert and put to yet another use. For the same life that produced the spirit of the fear of God in you, will produce the spirit of faith. Not to say, save me from my enemy, but give me what? Victory over my enemies. The Lord bless you. Don't want to press this matter beyond this. Well, I wish I could. But to start a meeting by 7 and to still be listening by 1:15 is because eternal life dwells in you. Unbelievers can't try it. They will begin to move their shoes on the ground. Do you remember lecture times in the university? Where the lecturer is staying too long. You cannot. Or they will not be able to do anything that day again. 6 hours, 15 minutes, it takes men with eternal life to be there. Convert this strength of yours into force. Say, I will. I have the power. I'm born of God. I've received power to walk like a son of God. John 1:12 is my authority. He is he that overcometh the world. But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. And this is the victory that overcometh the world. Even my faith. Hallelujah. 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 And when we sing that song again, Arise and Shine, you will take it as a personal resolution. I will arise, shine, for my light has come. Glory.
I will arise,
shine, for my light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen. The glory of the Lord is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon me.
Upon me.
I will arise, for my light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen. The glory of the Lord is gone.
Go!
Glory of the Lord is risen.
One more time, with joy and gladness. Go! Go!
Where you are, you are going to stand where you are and just lift up your hand and give him thanks. You may even want to sit down if you don't mind, or you stand up, or even lie down on the ground, or kneel down, whatever way you choose is yours to decide. But just throw your hands and just thank him for that he has accomplished for you on the cross and in his resurrection. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him for everything you know that is yours by reason of the scriptures. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Oh, you have the blessed knowledge of what the Lord has done for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank him for help. Thank him for life. Thank him for prosperity. Thank him for peace. Thank him for favor. Thank him for a sound mind. Thank you for prosperity and protection. Thank you for a lovable spirit. Oh yes, hallelujah. 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 Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Worship and adore him. Praise his majesty. Praise his glory. Thank him. Thank him. Your plowshare.
the story of agricultural profit in the storehouse of your soul. Convert it to words of praise. Bless his name. Worship him. Bless the name of the Lord. Worship your Almighty God. To accord the glory, to accord the praise, for salvation, for deliverance, for peace, for exalted, for victory over all dangers that attack from the inside, and from all dangers that attack from outside. Victory over hard experiences of life, over hardship, over poverty, over illness. Thank him for the blood of the ransom. Thank him for the everlasting covenant. Thank him for a life of peace and joy. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Bless his name. Bless his name. Oh, bless his name. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Bless his name. In the name of Jesus Christ, that is the plowshare of your knowledge of God. The grain stored in this mighty silo, the gains of your knowledge of God, stored in this mighty storage. Out of it came the knowledge of the pure worship of God that has gone forth to you. You have given him thanks. Now, convert this plowshare into sword. You don't carry sword when you appear in the presence of God. Your feet is shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You don't go empty-footed into the world. But when you come, there's nothing to contend with in the presence of the Lord but to give him thanks. Not to ask questions or argue, but to give him thanks for what the Lord has done. Put off the shoes from off your feet. But the place we are in, thou standest, is what? Holy ground. Nothing to contend with against God. But now proceed out of the presence of the Lord and let there be thoughts in your hand. You speak not now to God. You have done that and give you time. But speak now to the situations. The things that you do know you don't want in your life. Open your mouth and speak to it and destroy it. And more importantly, when you have done so, bless yourself in the name of the Lord. Ask for all kinds of things that are contained in the word for you. The Bible says, open your mouth wide. That is great request. And I will what? Fill it. Say, fill me with the spirit of faith, of wisdom, of power, that I may be as your salvation to the ends of the earth. Ask for great things. Ask for mighty things. Deal with situations that are not. And say, this is the manner you shall do it. Come with your plowshare of knowledge. Worship and give thanks to God. Thereafter, take up your sword and begin to fight against the adversary. Thereafter, prophesy over yourself. This do several times daily. For it is a commandment from the presence of the Lord. Let the weak say, I am strong. Say it. Open your mouth. Utter it. The word is mighty in the heart and in the mouth, which is the word of faith we preach. Speak it forth. Speak it forth. Receive ability to speak forth the word. Receive the ability to speak forth. To speak forth into your life, into your family, into your children, into your spouses, into your finances. Speak forth. The power of God is upon you to speak forth. Speak it forth. Yes, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon you. Speak it forth. Speak it forth. The words that you utter, if they agree with the words of God, they are spirit and they are life. Life-giving spirit from the presence of the Lord. Life-giving spirit from the presence of the Lord. Life-giving spirit from the presence of the Lord. Life-giving spirit from the presence of the Lord and the word of God, quickened to your understanding, spoken out in faith. Speak it and continue to speak. You shall have what you continue to speak for. You shall have it. What you continue to speak for, you shall have it. The Lord God loveth you himself and will honor the word of your mouth. Speak forth. Speak forth. Let salt proceed out of your mouth to devour the adversary. Speak forth in faith. Speak forth with life. Speak forth in power. Speak forth with confidence. It is the Lord that has commanded you to speak. Let the weak say, I am strong. Speak forth. Speak forth. Speak forth. Let there be vengeance. Let there be seen. Let there be vengeance. Let there be seen. Speak forth. Speak forth. Speak forth. Speak forth. And continue to speak forth. Speak forth. Speak forth. Speak forth. Speak forth. Continue to speak forth. Oh yes. Bless yourself in the name of the Lord. Your mouth is as the mouth of God with respect to these things that you decree. Your mouth is as the mouth of God. Your mouth is as the mouth of God. Attending to those things. Oh yes. Speak forth.